So perhaps we'll begin with one Mar Malcolm and Parshas Tetzav, and then talk a little bit about Parshas Zoch and Etz Hashem Linada. What's very, very strange in Parshas Tetzav is the location of the tzivoy of the Mizbeach HaKtoros. It's not with all the other kelim in Parshas Truma. It comes after the whole tzivoy on the Mishkan, and even after the tzivoy about the Shivas Yemei Miluim, and then all of a sudden, the Torah reminds itself, as it were, about the Mizbeach HaKtoros. So I once heard on a tape a Maariv Malkum from Schlesinger of Munsi. He referred to the following very, very beautiful explanation from the Sforno. The Sforno says as follows: V'lo huskar zahem mizbeach im shor hakelim v'parshas truma ki lo hoyisa hakavona vol lahashken hakel yisbarach b'sochenu k'mo sheho ha'inyan b'shor hakelim ko'amo v'shachanti b'sochem k'chol asher ani mara oscha eis tavnus ha'mishkan v'eis tavnus kol kelav gam lo haya inyano lo hovid mara kvodo b'bayis k'inyan ma'ase ha'kobonos ko'amo v'no'adati sham l'vnei Yisrael. The Mishkan, the Avodas HaMishkan, was designed to induce a Hashras HaShchina, to bring down Mare Kvodo Babayis. That's what the Mishkan and the Avodah in the Mishkan what was designed to do. The Chayn Heyed Moshe Rabbeinu Be'onro in Parsha Shmini, Zer HaDavash HaTziva Hashem v'tas tasu v'yera lechem kol Hashem. So what's the Ketores about? So the Ketores is purposely set off from the rest of the Kelim, from the rest of the Avodas HaMishkan, to say that it's not part of that general effort, again, to induce the Hashras HaShchina, the Marek Vod Yisbarach. Aval hoyi inyan zeh mizbeach v'chabed es hakel Yisbarach Acherei bo'o l'kevel b'rotzon avodas amal b'kovonos ha'bokev ha'erev. It's a different, totally different direction. The Ketores is a way of being mechavel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being mechavel our kovonos. So it's not just another one of the kavanos, but it's lechabed es hakel yisbarach achrei bo lekal bevrotz on avodas amu bekavanos haboker v'ha'erev. I think he mentioned in the same tape that's why the minig is to say pitam haktaros again after davening. Not just that you already said haktaros is part of the seder hakavanos. Right after Birkas HaTorah. So what's the minig? And the only reason this Rashi doesn't say it is because we're afraid people are rushing. And Mechisa Achas and Kol Samanel Chayiv Misa. So Nusach Ashkenaz only says on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But everyone agrees it's an Indian to say Parshas HaKtoros after davening. So he explained it in light of this Sforno. Very, very beautiful Sforno. What exactly is the mitzvah of Parshas Zoch, the mitzvah of Zechiras Maaseh HaMolek? So the more common understanding, one which is reflected in Shulchan Aruch as well, is that the Kriya of Parshas Zoch is the Araisa, and the Bitachin, even that the Kriya of Tzibur is the Araisa. The Gemara in Brachos, in the beginning of the second parak, alludes to a machlokas, whether call the Torah b'loshon hakodesh ne'emar or b'chol loshon ne'emar. It's not clear what the context of that machlokas is. Lagabi, what are we talking? Whether or not call the Torah b'loshon hakodesh ne'emar or b'chol loshon ne'emar. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, who says likros b'Torah. So Tosfos says, but kriyas haTorah is atachanas Moshe ben atachanas Ezra. So Tosfos says, well, no, could be Rashi means a parsha which you mechuyev to read min haTorah, such as Parsha Zocher. Then the Achronim all quote they then are mitzarif to that what the Rosh has later in Brachos. The Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Lezer was Meshacher his Avid Kanani, even though there's an Isra Asay of La'olam Ben Tavod, a person is not supposed to be Meshacher his Avid Kanani. Rabbi Lezer was Meshacher his Avid Kanani to be Mashlem and Minyan. The Gemara says, how can you do that? And Rabbi says, no, because it was a Makkah Mitzvah. So you're not supposed to do it gratuitously, but for a Makkah Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So the Rosh says, but what mitzvah d'oraisa are you dealing with that would justify, again, shechar evi knani is an isa'aseh d'oraisa. To say that a mokum mitzvah is an exception, you should be looking for a mokum mitzvah d'oraisa. So what's the mitzvah to have a minyan, dvarim shebikdusha that we say are only d'rabbanan? Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha thinks that when you say Kedusha, it's a mitzvah sase daraisa, hakim daraisa of the mikdash to himself in Israel. But I think the Rosh there assumes, others assume that it's only a darabanan of the mikdash to himself in Israel, not a daraisa of the mikdash to himself in Israel. So the Rosh says, no, maybe it was Parsha Zocha. They didn't have a minyan for Parsha Zocha. So that, through that tziruf, Ramban also in Parshas Ki Tse initially, at least initially, has a tzad that Parshas Zocha the Tzibur is the Raisa. Ramban comments Lo yadati mahi haskira hazor b'peh im lo ma shenikra Parshas Amalek b'tzibur v'nimtzeinu l'meidin min haTorah b'shmiya Zocha. And then also has such a tzad. The emes is, though, it's certainly not muskam in the Rishonim. When you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, when he quotes that in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, so the Rambam writes in Perikei of Hilchos Melachim, Malach Adalid, mitzvahs, no, Halacha Hei, sorry. V'chein mitzvahs esed la'aved Zera Amalek, Shanema Timcha Zecha Amalek, U Mitzvah Sase Lisko Tomid Masa Varon Vaarivaso, their ambush, Kade Leore Ivaso, Shanema Zocha Isa Shaosalcha Amalek, Mipiashmo Lomdu Zocha the Terra Sishkach Valev, Shaosalashkoch Ivaso Visinasa. There's no mention, Ram has no mention of Mitoch HaSeifa, Raman has no mention that it has to be the tzibur. That's what the Minchas Tinach also. He's not misyaches to the other Rishonim. He just writes the davar pashut that the daraisa of zocha, a person is mekayim even biyachid, even bal peh, and that certainly seems to be the shita sarambam as well. There is a gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches that the Magen Avraham is mitzayin, which does seem to indicate that the mitzvah is mitoch haSefer. So I know what the Rambam does with that. But I'll call upon them whether or not the decree of Parshas Zocha is the Raisa. So again, so the view of the Baalei HaTosfos is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, but it's certainly not muskam in the Rishonim. What exactly is the precise definition of the mitzvah? So it's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah is not simply to have this historical yediyah that this is what Amalek did. That the Rambam writes, the mitzvah says, "Lizko tamed ma'isa v'ram v'arivaso kedei la'orayivaso." And the kedei la'orayivaso is not tamei mitzvah. The Rambam is not—he's not here engaging in tamei mitzvah. He's saying that's what the point is. The point of the mitzvah is that the zechira is supposed to stimulate, is supposed to provoke the mechiyah. So the zechira is to remember in a way that's ma'orer evasel, that arouses feelings of enmity towards Amalek, so that when the opportunity will present itself, it will then lead to mechias Amalek. The same relationship, clearly, the Sefer HaChinuch understood as well, because the Sefer HaChinuch writes that noshim afturos from the mitzvah of Zocha. He says, because since the mitzvah of Milchama, the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek, is Mutelas al Hazkarim, so Memela, the mitzvah of Zechira as well, is only Mutelas al Hazkarim. The Rambam isn't Mesiachis to that question, but in terms of that connection, that bridge between the two mitzvahs of Zocha and the mitzvah of Timcha, so that is Mufurshan in the Rambam as well. The Minchas Chinuch, again, without just on his own, says, no, maybe the mitzvah of Zecher is an independent mitzvah, And he thinks that Noshim, that you should treat it as any mitzvah sase shalo azman grama, that Noshim would be chayavos. Heard from Rav Zak Zuchon Levracha once that he said that in Europe, the minig was women were not machmir to go here parasha zocher. Al Hatzad, as we certainly orient ourselves that the mitzvah is taka kriya and kriya. It's certainly bepet, and even kriya mitocha sefer. So that means that regardless of how one thinks kriya satorah generally functions, like this, there is a question whether or not the tzibur listening to kriya satorah need to be availing themselves of shomer ka'ona. Because really the chiyav is that we're supposed to Shabbos, Sheni v'chamishi, we're supposed to be reading b'Torah. Only the Baal Kori is reading, we're listening, so Shemei Ka'ona, or no. Maybe the mitzvah kriyas haTorah is that one should read and everyone else should listen. The nafkamina being whether or not we're relying on Shemei Ka'ona. The Rav used to tell a story that once where his father was Rav, so the Baal Kori was having a sechsuch with the Parnasei HaKehila. He wanted a raise, and they didn't want to give him a raise. So he said as follows. He says, you do whatever you want, but I just want you to know that this Shabbos, and sure, when I'm laying, I have in mind to be motzi, those who are in favor of my raise, and I have in mind not to be motzi, those who are not in favor of my raise. So they were in a panic. You know, they were being blackmailed. So they went running to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Gevalt, what's going to mean? He said, don't worry about it. He said, Kriya Satorah doesn't require Shomer Ka'ona. The mitzvah is that the Baal Kori reads, and you listen. It's not, Shomer Ka'ona means Kiddush is a mitzvah to say Kiddush. There's no mitzvah to listen to Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to say Kiddush. Your father makes Kiddush and you listen. No, that's based on Shomer Ka'ona. But by Kriya Satorah, the mitzvah is that there should be a Kriya Satorah B'tzibur. What does that mean? It means that one person from the Tzibur reads and everyone else from the Tzibur listens. So you don't need Shomer Ka'ona. So he's not in a position to blackmail you. So B'medva Mamurim, I guess this fight did not happen around Purim time, because had it happened around Purim time, so then his hand would have been strengthened. But Medva Mamurim, Kriya Satorah in general. But by Parsha Zachar, so there again, the mitzvah is certainly bepeh. The mitzvah that we all have is bepeh. So then, l'chora, the Kriya of Parsha Zachar, then we are invoking and utilizing the principle of Shomer Ka'ona, that the Baal Kori has kavana to be motzi us with the kriya, and we have kavana to be yotze through Shomer Ka'ona with that kriya. The Magen Avraham has a famous Heora Ledina. He says, in light of the fact that the Rishonim, again, he doesn't quote the Rambam, he doesn't quote the dissenting Rishonim, but in light of the fact that the Rishonim hold that Pasha Zohar Ba'asar is Midaraisa, he says, so Kuntois, people should be more machmir to hear Pasha Zohar B'tzibur than necessarily to hear the Megillah B'zmana B'tzibur. And he says, Eina Olam Nisar Mechach. People are more makbir to make it to Shul and Purim than they are necessarily to make it to Shul on Shabbos Zohar. So he says, Elamai, the Pshat is as follows. He says, the Da'orais of Zohar doesn't have to be on Shabbos. The Da'orais of Zohar, Mistome, is once a year. So you can be Yotze on Purim with Vayavo Amalek. So that's the Magen Avraham's famous Shita, that you can be Mekayim, Zohar Da'orisa, not necessarily with the Psukim at the end of Kiseitze, of Zohar Isa She'osa Lecha Amalek, but that you can be Yotze, with the kriya in Bishalach of Vayavo Amalek as well. The Bir Halacha questions that and says, no, maybe you need Dafka Parshas Kiseitze where you have the chiyuv of Timcha. In Bishalach, there's no mitzvah of mechiyah, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Macho Emcha in Parshas Kiseitze. So there it's a mitzvah Hamutalas Aleinu of Timcha. So maybe, especially in light of the Rambam and the Chinuch, then maybe the parsha that you have to read to be Yotzei Zohar is Dafka Kiseitze, and not b'shalach. That's what the Bir Halacha questions this psak of the Magen Avraham. When Shneur Kotler, Zofan Levacha, was sick with his final sickness, so he went to Boston for treatment, and he was hospitalized over Shabbos Pasha Zocha. Then between then and Purim, so the Rav Zofan Levacha went to be Mevaka Chola, and they asked him. So Shneur was there, and Yubadel Lachaim, his Mamala Mokam, the current Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood. Malkiel was there, and they asked him, you know, that Reb Shnei hadn't heard Pasha Zohar. So what should they do? So the Rav just said, "Mekan falozin of the Magen Avraham." He didn't apparently was not concerned with the Bi'a Alochas Kasha, and he said, "No, you can follow the Magen Avraham lahalocha." Pasha Zohar attracts lots of chumras. Whatever reason, I don't know, but it tracks out of chumras. So Rav Sternberg has one that he adds to the list. Like this, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos. Whenever we have Shomea Ka'ona, is it necessary that the Shomea understand what he's listening to? Let's say if someone's listening to Kiddush and being Yotzi Shomea Ka'ona, but doesn't understand the words of Kiddush, listens, hears every word enunciated clearly, but doesn't know what the words mean. So that's a machlokes about Rashi and Tosfos. The Magen Avraham says that again, the minhag ha'olam is lahakel, that we assume that we yotze Shomea Ka'ona even without understanding. So Shulbach says, you know, if you're already being machmir for everything by Pasha Zohar, he says it's kedai to review the psukim ahead of time, since again, as we mentioned, we're being yotze Pasha Zohar through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona, and to know the taich of the words. Rashi's different interpretations of what Asher Korcha means, whether it's cold, whether it's Lashon Keri. Rashi has three pshatim, and the one which is least obvious is the break in the psukim that V'lo Yori Elokim is not modifying Klal Yisrael. V'ato Ayev V'yageya is about Klal Yisrael, but V'lo Yori Elokim, Rashi explains, there the Torah is not describing Klal Yisrael, it's describing Amalek.